Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Welcome back, everyone. Today, I am here with my good friend, Mike Moosbrugger. He is a recurring guest, and we are here talking all things health. Both of our specialties, we help people balance their hormones. And when I say hormones, it's not just, oh, our sex hormones, our estrogen, testosterone. We're talking about cortisol, insulin, the thyroid, and how they tie into all of our neurotransmitters and how that all stems from the gut. So we just want to kind of share just what we see with our patients, with our own health, and just kind of bring some awareness to it.
Yeah, it's a much more complicated problem than people think, right? So it's not as simple, as Courtney said, as just looking at testosterone or estrogen or one simple biomarker in your blood. When you're talking about overall health and wellness and functional health, it's a very, very different discussion than, well, what pill is going to fix this? That's not how these things are working. And as we see in both of our industries every day, more and more and more people are coming out with a myriad of symptoms that they don't quite understand. And they're not looking at the root cause. They're just looking at treating the symptom. And then one thing leads to another and their health just continues to
100%. And I think the biggest thing that most people don't understand is the terrain of the gut. And before anything gets to the gut, going to the liver, and how when that becomes stagnant, sludgy, all the things that we're exposed to, and how hormones themselves are broken down when it comes down to the whole cascade, all those toxic metabolites of hormones have to come through the liver, then they have to go through the gut before we excrete them. So I think so many people, when they look at, you know, I'll take it back to pharmacy world, right? Like, yeah. I'll take it back to prescriptions, right? Okay, you have something, you have a condition on your skin, you have a hormonal imbalance where you're looking for a testosterone or an estrogen, or maybe even you're looking for an antidepressant or something for anxiety. It's like, okay, that's where the prescription goes. But then you look at the terrain and what causes the terrain to kind of be offset. So I love your story when we talk about, sure. I always love to talk about your story, but taking it way back to your football days,
sure.
And concussions. And I don't think people, this is the stuff that I just wish people understood when it comes to our brain and our gut. They are directly connected by the vagus nerve. And when Mike got here today, we put on the Pulsetto. For whoever doesn't know anything about the Pulsetto, you need to get it. Like, literally on my neck, like calming the vagus nerve down. So good. But the gut and brain, they are directly connected. It's science. It's not like, oh, I have a gut feeling. Like, it's related. It's connected by the vagus nerve.
Yeah, so it's a topic that I thought I understood, and I didn't understand quite as much as I thought that I did, because, you know, I'm one of those guys that, you know, I'm the healthiest sick person you've ever seen, right? So I didn't realize that I had all these issues, and they are ultimately connected to the gut. So go back a year, I started having neurological issues. I can't sleep at night. I've got memory fog. I can't remember things. I'm having balance issues, all of these things. Cortisol spikes, insane. I'm up walking around all night. It's been absolute hell. So we look at root causes and what is causing these things. So first, people, well, you're just anxious. Nope. No, I'm not. Not at all. Well, maybe you're stressed. Well, sure, everybody's stressed, right? But stress doesn't cause you to stay up for 7 days straight with no sleep, with a heart rate of 150, blood pressure spikes going to 200 over 115, throwing you into full dysautonomia and dysregulation. It just doesn't happen. So the other thing that we have to take a look at is, when I look at my football and playing from high school to college to times in pro, how many concussions I had versus ones I talked about, ones I didn't talk about, just like all of my teammates, right? Like everybody who ever played a sport, particularly in the era that I played, it was one of them, like you stay out of the training. You don't talk about it. You don't say anything about it. They didn't discover anything related to CTE until 2001. So as I've gone on this journey and I've begun to diagnose what's wrong with me and how we're going to fix this, one of the people that I'm working with, an amazing guy named Dr. Andy Barlow, he is a functional neurologist. And his big thing is anytime you have a head injury, you're instantly going to also start to get leaky gut syndrome. It's just going to happen. And leaky gut syndrome isn't, the medical term. I guess it's intestinal permeability is the appropriate, but it's a thin line of cells. That's all that's there that protects our gut. So I want everyone to think about this, like the gut and the brain and those barriers, they're like screen doors. And you open up your screen door, you let that beautiful spring and fresh air in, and it's great. But if there's holes in there, then bugs get in. And that's what happens. So many times people have had an incident in their 20s. Maybe they had a car accident. Maybe they had a sports injury. Maybe it was something from soccer. They just banged their head at home, right, Court? And they were treated neurologically. They had some symptoms. They were fine. And now, 20 years later, they're having autoimmune issues. They're having cardiovascular issues. They're having neurological issues. They're having all of these issues. And they don't know why. Blood work comes back mostly normal. They're on this prescription, but then that causes a symptom. They have to go on another prescription when they never hit the root cause. And what the root cause was is the gut. That's got to be fixed.
It's so true. And I love that you even said with prescriptions because you know me, been a pharmacist for 21 years. God, I can't believe it, 21 years in May. Like, ridiculous.
Crazy, right?
It's insane. But you know, that's why I don't do what I did for so many years because I used to watch exactly that. People would come in and they would get a prescription to treat one thing. And you know, and then you would see them come back 6 months later and maybe they're taking something else. And then it just was like I saw these patterns happening. And then sometimes they were happening with me. And you know, and then it's, and I always like to say to people too, I never shame anybody for prescriptions. You know me. It's prescriptions are great to bridge gaps. Sometimes they're necessary. And it's they're important. But when there's things foundationally going on and they need to be healed from the root and we're hitting them with the prescription, all we're doing is kind of throwing things more out of whack. And then, like you said about the gut, it's this is a lot of times where people don't understand where like food sensitivities and food allergies come from. That leaky gut is like, I always like to explain it to like my clients like this. I'm like, okay, this is your gut lining. And when you have leaky gut, it gets a little bit like this. And you're just kind of like a little bit's kind of like leaking out zonulin. It's like, okay. So then it's like the things that are supposed to be encapsulated in your gut are now flowing through your system, and your immune system kicks in because your immune system's like, hey, you're not supposed to be here. And then all of your immune receptors start to flare up, and then this triggers the plethora of events that can lead to all of the hormones imbalancing, neurotransmitters, all of it.
And listen, I don't want to give anybody the impression that we're bad mouthing Western medicine and primary care physicians and everything. You guys are wonderful. You do a great job. However, you were not set up to address functional wellness long term. You were set up to address symptoms. Western medicine is amazing. God forbid if you have an emergency, absolutely. But I've been through this. I've been to every hospital. I've had every test. I've been offered everything from sleepy time tea to that's a classic
Dork.
from the ER. I go in with
What was your heart rate that night?
I hadn't slept in 3 days at that point. I'd been up walking around in circles like 11 miles a night. I think I went in with a heart rate of like 165. My blood pressure was
165 doing nothing, guys. Like not like it,
Yeah,
not like
sitting in the car and sustained, right? A blood pressure of like 212 over 115. And then, of course, when I get there, it starts to come down, right? Because it's this autonomy, it's this regulation.
down,
And they're
yeah.
like, okay, well, it's coming down, maybe try some sleepy time tea. And I'm like, that's like literally, that's what you have. This is every test comes back normal and you have no explanation for why that insanity just took place, because an hour from now when I go home, this exact same thing is going to happen again. And that's what went on time and time and time again. So when we get back to medicine, prescription medicines and all those things, they're fantastic and they're great. And for those that need them, it's a godsend. However, be very careful about what we're taking, and it's just masking the symptom, to your point. And when you're masking a symptom, you're just going to allow whatever the underlying root cause is to get worse and worse and worse. And then ultimately, that prescription you're taking is going to stop working, because the disease state or the progression is going to continue to the point where it's not going to be fixable, because it was only masked. It wasn't ever addressed. So, now as I look at this for myself or other people, I always, somewhere along the lines, everyone got this idea that like it was wrong to question their physician. And don't question them arrogantly, but it's okay to advocate for yourself, right? It's okay to disagree with their opinion. If they're telling you that you're okay and you don't feel okay, then it's time to find another doctor.
It's true. And I think it's kind of funny because as people like watch me on social media, practitioners, doctors, nurse practitioners, pharmacists, and they see that the results that I get with my patients and they start to ask me what I'm doing. It's almost like, well, I didn't learn any of this stuff that I do with my patients now one-on-one in the functional space. I didn't learn any of that stuff in pharmacy school. Like, sure, I applied the physiological aspect of everything that I learned in pathophysiology and therapeutics. We learn disease states and what's going on in the body, and then how to treat it with the drug. It's like I understand that part of it, but now it's like taking it to the next level to say, well, if that's happening, then what's the root of that to actually fix it? Like, yeah, it's great to use a drug if it needs to be done instantaneously and you got to do something fast. But when it comes to overall chronic health and wellness, and I feel like so many practitioners are amiss because, and good practitioners, not because they're bad or they don't want to listen. It's almost they weren't trained that way. They don't know.
Yeah, it truly, and that's what I mean. It's not their fault, right? Like, and I look at the main industry I'm in with Game Day Men's Health, and we're looking at optimizing men's testosterone and making sure their hormones are in balance from a longevity and a health standpoint. Like, the FDA just took the black box warning off testosterone, right? It's ridiculous. It is one of the healthiest things for men and women ever, right? Like, it will solve so many problems, as opposed to causing them, from cardiovascular disease and diabetes to all these other things. There's countless studies on this, on the benefit of testosterone optimization for men and women. And again, that's just one aspect of it, right? That's the new craze, the new anti-aging craze. But we've got to continue to take a look at now the GLP-1 space. I personally hate it, because it's not a replacement for exercise, proper nutrition, sunlight, hydration. And I think it's a wonderful tool for people who need it. But I know so many people who take it just because it's the easy way out. And it's, oh, it's exercise in a shot form. Well, no, it's not. There are effects that are going to come from that. If you can ask anybody who's been on a GLP-1, you absolutely get some. You get anhedonic. You just don't feel like doing certain things, and all those workouts and everything used to feel great. They don't feel so good anymore, and you're just kind of like a shrunken, smaller version of yourself. So, again, these are all wonderful tools, but when we go back to root causes, right? Like, before we start any of that stuff, let's get some comprehensive blood work done. Let's not guess. We're not going to use bro science. We're not going to say, well, I read this on Reddit, or AI told me this. AI is a great tool. Again, it's a tool, but let's get some blood work and figure out what's actually going on the inside. Because if you know what's going on in the inside, you can sort of fix that state. The mistake that I see many people make, there's plenty of people who look healthy that aren't, and there's lots of people that physically look unhealthy and they're actually doing really good on the inside. So again, the guesswork has to be removed. And I think for many physicians out there, the system itself, it doesn't allow them to give the time that they probably want to patients, right? The nature of how insurance is set up and things like that. Like, you've got to get them in, you've got to get them out. So again, it's not a criticism of them, it's more a criticism of the system that they've been put in unfairly. But patients are the ones that are facing the results of that.
Yeah, I will never forget the day I was in the pharmacy and one of my technicians, 50-something-year-old woman, she had type 2 diabetes. That in itself is just, it's just a number and it's totally reversible. And she did reverse it. Her A1C was off for X amount of time. She started to walk, she started to eat better, she changed her life around, she was doing great. She went on her lunch break to her doctor appointment, and when she came back with a script for Zocor. And I went, And she was like, I was like, you've been doing so great. I'm like, why? How? What? What happened? And she was like, I was like, you have high cholesterol? She goes, no. She was like, she just gave it to me. And I was like, all right. Well, the next time she went, I said, I want to know why. She started taking it too. I said, okay. So when she asked the doctor told her that it was protocol since she had a comorbidity of type 2 diabetes, which she reversed, by the way. She got her A1C, which is the diagnosis for type 2 diabetes. She got it back down to where it needed to be. She was the proper weight. She was doing all the right things. But since she had that diagnosis, she now told her that if she had a cardiovascular event and she did not offer her that medication, that she was liable. So this is now protocol. So now you have a 50-something-year-old woman whose hormones are shifting, right? And now you're given taken a statin to decrease her cholesterol. And what's cholesterol? It's the building block of those very same
Everything.
hormones we talked about, the neurotransmitters, the vitamin D, all of the good things.
Everything we need.
And now we're like, let's just get rid of the production of it. Let's just stop it. Let's just block those receptors and forget about it. What? It's insane. And I think that it just And most people, they trust their doctors, and their
Sure.
doctors are going by what they're told to do, and it's like a trickle down effect. And I think it's what you had just said, like you have to be an advocate for yourself. You have to open your eyes, and you have to ask the questions and the right questions, because the doctor gets 7 minutes with you, and that's the truth. Like you can ask a doctor, and they get perks and benefits from the insurance company. They've got to schedule X amount of people 7 minutes. And this is where you're to cardiology, you're to neurology, you're to the primary. Oh, wait, you have a skin thing. They're sending you over to dermatology. Oh, wait, that might be an allergy. Go to the allergist. Now you've got seven doctors in the mix. They're all referring you back to somebody else. That's why functional medicine takes a look at the whole body, every system as a whole, and that root cause and those basic foundational things. So my advice is to people listening is if you do have something going on, the first thing to do is the basic foundational things that you just said. Are you getting sunlight? Are you getting up and going to a screen and looking at it? Or are you going up and getting natural sunlight just for 5, 10 minutes outside? How are you moving your body? How many steps are you getting in a day? How are you hydrating yourself? What kind of water? Are there electrolytes and the right minerals? Because minerals are the spark plugs to all of your hormones. And when I say hormones, I don't just mean the sex hormones. I mean the thyroid, insulin, cortisol, all of it. I do a hair mineral test on my patients all the time, and it's so wild. Like you have to do it, and it's really cool. You literally like put minerals in ratio. And I could be like, I mean, I know your health history, but I could be like, are you experiencing da da da? And be like, what? Like patients already looked at me and been like on a Zoom call and like,
Sure.
but minerals are so foundational. So even just making sure you're getting them in your water so that your water can penetrate your cells and actually hydrate you and not just.
And it's and here's the problem. And I get it for everyone because it's horrifically overwhelming to figure out how am I supposed to do all of this? And the truth of the matter is it's right now it is challenging. Like we are not set up with super healthy food. We're not set up with healthy water. There are so many things that go into to factor into our health. And if people aren't sure where to begin, you make a very valid point. If you're up, if you're exercising, if you're doing the right things, you think you're eating healthy as you can. You're getting some form of exercise a couple of days a week. Your sleep is at least somewhat scheduled, right? You're on a little bit of a routine. If you're doing those things and you're still feeling lousy, right there, that's an indication it's time to go get some comprehensive blood work. And I say this all the time. Otherwise, we're just guessing because what'll happen is people will they'll hop online, they'll Google, they'll ask AI. Again, they're wonderful tools, but then they're going to run to the supplement store and they're going to take something, and then they're going to feel worse, or maybe they feel better, but it's masking something, right? There's so many things that can go wrong. From you could have a gene mutation that doesn't allow you to methylate things, and then you go, "Well, I heard I should take methylation." Okay, so they took it, and now their anxiety's through the roof. But what if you have slow COMT gene? And there's all these upticks, not to get too scientific, to where this is why comprehensive blood work, clinical directors, clinical physicians who understand matter. Like I say in our industry all the time, if there's a problem with your car, you're not going to take your car to your HVAC guy. You're going to take it to the mechanic. So when you have a hormonal issue, if you're going to your primary care physician, again, it's not their fault, but they don't know. Go to a specialist in that field. It's either an endocrinologist or choose the TRT program that you like, but make sure that's a clinical physician and not just someone who happens to be online selling testosterone. Those are two very different things.
Wildly different, wildly different. And I like what you said about like symptoms because I think people don't understand this. I don't, I even when I'm working one-on-one with people, like if you have something that like, okay, sure, we all have a bad night's sleep every now and again. Yeah, we all there's all days where I'm feeling off. I'm scatterbrained today. Whatever. Maybe you didn't sleep and maybe something's going. Maybe your hormones are shifting. I don't know. Ladies, you're getting your periods. Whatever. But let's just say something's chronic, like that little patch of eczema that comes up, every now and again. They're not little. Like symptoms that are habitual and they keep recurring and they are, if you can think back for a month and you experience them more days than not, that's your body giving you like a little bit of like a hey,
Care.
Mike, psst.
It's poking you before it gets to the point where it can't be fixed.
100%. And it's like, I think I wish more people understood that, oh, let me just slap some cream on it and oh, it went away and it's not that bad.
Sure.
But it's like, it's your immune system, 80% of it's in your gut. So to me, when somebody says they have a patch of eczema, the pharmacist in me used to be like, oh, let's go get a cream for that. The functional medicine practitioner in me is like, we got to take a deep dive into your gut because there's something very seriously going wrong. And it doesn't take a long time to get the gut in balance if you do it right, if you go to the right person to actually look what's going on. Sometimes it's a little expensive to send a sample of stool in, but guess what? Sometimes it's worth it because you can, by the time you're done playing around with co-pays and prescriptions and supplements that aren't helping you, when you can, like you just said, get something that's showing exactly what's going on, it's that much easier to fix.
Again, it's a shame, and I say it again because I get it. Like times are tough, the economy's crazy, gas is through the roof, everything is through the roof, good food is through the roof. But here's the point, it's an important one because you're gonna pay at some point. You're
It's
gonna pay
true.
now or you're going to pay later, right?
100%.
And as I look at my own scenario, this really it exploded quickly. And I begin to downgrade very, very, very fast. Like when this dam broke, it broke quick. We're talking 40, 50-pound weight loss in 4 months. I mean, up for a week straight without a single drop of sleep, hormonal fluctuations, blood pressure fluctuations, cortisol through the roof, A1C issues, and I don't even eat sugar. So all of these things take place. And that's not something that happened overnight, right? This has been something that's been downgrading for years. And I had absolutely no idea because they're not the typical types of things that show up in your routine blood work.
Yep.
And then it got to a point where I'm still running the routine blood work and it's coming back fine. Every test is fine. And I'm literally getting worse and worse and worse, worse by the day to, passing out in supermarkets, all sorts of issues. And everyone would think, wow, look at this guy. Like he's completely healthy and nothing could be further from the truth. So I go back to again, when you're having anything to your point, Court, where it's something that's, it's a habit. This has been happening for a month. go and get that looked at and get it looked at right away, because you're certainly going to save yourself time, money, and most importantly, suffering in the long run.
I tell people it all the time, and I think a lot of people, we just live in the now. Everything's fast. We're all in fight or flight. Everybody's running around trying to everything you can get at the touch of a finger. And I always say that to my clients too, when they're like, oh, I have the normal daily stress, teenage kids, aging parents, finances, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, you have all that, but like just living in 2026 is like a 10 out of 10. Like everybody is just trying to survive just wearing 17 hats and trying to just be everywhere and keeping up with the scroll. The scroll, everything is now. And it's hard. And I try to kind of almost put that on the forefront for people, because I think that part of it, that's such a big piece of the puzzle. You can take the supplements, you can work on the gut and liver, you can even go down to the cellular health, but your nervous system, you gotta take that into consideration when all these things come into play, because they all signal to each other and communicate. So if you're not taking care of your nervous system, if you're not taking time to do the, I don't even want to call them self-care items, just like we were talking about at the beginning of this, the pulsetto, it's literally a vibrating device on your neck that calms down your vagus nerve. So you guys that don't know, vagus nerve, if you like look up a picture of it, it looks like a ball of yarn in your brain, and it goes down to your butt and it drops off at every organ in between. So when you're like, oh, I have butterflies in my belly, or that gut feeling, like it's real. It's not woo-woo. It's real. It's very, very real. And I think that people need to know 90% of your serotonin, your neurotransmitters, 80% of your immune system, all is housed in the gut. So when you're seeing some of these symptoms, that you run right to thinking, oh, I might need something for my mood or focus or something like that. Sometimes taking the right strain of probiotic might get you on track, better than saying, and again, I never shame anybody. I was on an antidepressant for panic attacks for 16 years until I started asking why. I went on it when I was in pharmacy school, because that was what I was learning. You have anxiety, your serotonin receptors are wonky. You need to fill them and take this drug that makes you have more hanging around. And then when I was a pharmacist for, I don't know, 15 years, it was kind of like, well, why? I that was when I started to, like, my career started shifting, because I was like, well, I don't want to just take that drug anymore, because it doesn't really help me, and it makes me feel this, and this. And I don't want to feel like that. Like, why?
And listen, there are people out there, those drugs are godsends, and some people need them. And I'm so glad that they have access to them. And for those that clinically need those, God bless. And I hope it helps you get through your day.
Agreed.
However, they're also handed out like Tic Tacs in the United States, right?
100%.
With zero diagnostics done other than someone's opinion, based upon what someone who is in a bad place is telling them. And then it's trial and error. Now, fortunately, we're at a point where they can do some blood work now. Again, I go back to labs, and they can tell you which SSRI would likely work best for you based upon your condition. But anybody going on an SSRI, you should absolutely have blood work done. And I'll challenge anybody on that. In our clinics, we see this more and more and more. I am seeing 20-year-old young men come in with testosterone levels 300 and under. That's a testosterone level of an 80-year-old man. They're not doing anything wrong. They're working out, they're sleeping, they're doing everything they should be. And are they depressed? Yeah. Are they anxious? Absolutely. When their testosterone raises and they have what they need, all of that stuff goes away. So when we look at it, again, I go back to comprehensive lab work. We have to figure out what is going on inside of you, because if we don't, it's all just guesswork. And guesswork is going to lead to suffering. Guesswork is going to lead to frustration. Guesswork is going to lead to you finally just throwing your hands up and saying, I can't do this anymore.
It's true. And I know it's a lot of times it's a cost factor for people.
Yeah.
To your point, there could just be that one little thing that you just can't find. And I think a lot of it is, People don't understand drug nutrient depletion, or even when they come to me, we were talking about this earlier, where they'll come to me with like 10, 17, 20 supplements and they don't feel good. And I'm like, well, why are you taking that? Well, I thought, oh, so and so told me, And then it's like, okay. And then it's kind of a scary thing though, because when you're on those supplements, they're doing something, right? They're doing something. They're doing
Sure.
something. So now it's like we have to play like musical supplements and kind of say, all right, well, which ones are we going to remove based on symptoms? And let's go low and slow, because now your body's become used to taking these things. And if I remove them, they might, whatever they were doing to help, might undo whatever, but they're certainly not doing what they should be doing and fixing the problem, or you wouldn't be here talking to me and asking me to evaluate your supplements. So it's almost like it's the whole drives me crazy thing when people ask me a clinical question, and you know, it takes it back to like everybody's a bio individual. You know, I'm not you and you're not me. So if we ask the same person on an online health and wellness group, and get, we might have the same exact symptom, which sometimes we do, but they're coming from two totally different places.
So I can, I mean, it's the perfect analogy because I see this court in Gambia all the time, right? The men that come in, 95% of them have the same problem, which is low testosterone. So everyone thinks, oh, well, so you're just going to give them testosterone, it'll fix it. Yes, but we're going to give them the amount, the dosage, the frequency that they need in order to be optimized, not, oh, your testosterone's low. You get 200 milligrams, you get a pill, off you go,
Yep.
which is what most clinics do.
Yeah,
It's
you
just,
dispense the pharmacy
it's
and
the
the doc.
widget. This is what it is. This
Yep.
is what you take. It's not individualized. And if you're gonna take your health and wellness serious, it's just very simple. Everybody needs a coach. Everybody. I've got them. Everyone's got them, right? Because you have to take a trusted, knowledgeable individual who is an expert in that field to guide you. And if not, it's just trial and error. It's just bro science. It's just something you read on the internet. And again, you can find some great nuggets, but it doesn't mean that that nugget applies to you, right? Like we see a tremendous amount going on with COVID and COVID vaccine injuries and long COVID. Another thing that I'm dealing with. And, you know, I hear people, everyone's got an opinion, right? This will fix it. That will fix it. Stop it. Stop. Like, this is fear mongering. This is nonsense. Everybody is an individual. There is not a magic pill that is going to fix this for everybody. You have to take your health seriously and you have to take the individualistic approach with it. However, you can based upon what you can afford, but there are ways absolutely to take a functional look at things to ensure that you're getting to the root of a problem versus just masking it.
It's true. And I think it just comes down to, I mean, the five pillars I always look at in my patients, I look at their nervous system, their cellular health, their liver, their gut, and their lymphatic drainage, because I feel like they're all the core basic things that if one of those things is misfiring, it sets something off the path.
Sure.
And even when we talk about hormones, you know me, I love hormone replacement and I think it's great, but I think it's done wrong in so many ways. It's
Totally.
like you got to leave it to the experts, because when you go and get the estradiol patch as a lady, or you go and get the little pump from the pharmacy that's the same dose for everybody, nope.
Not a good look.
Nope. And then that's what gives it a bad name, you know?
It
It's
totally. There's so much. There's so much misinformation out there, and then there's a bolus of information, and no one knows where to go, right? Because what's right? I heard this, I heard that, I heard this, I heard that, and I get it. It's hard. That's why I go back to you need someone who is more educated, who is an expert in the field to parse through that information and say, look, this is nonsense. This is the reality of it. And you know, for you as an individual, the real reality of it is. It may or may not work for you. We have to figure out what's going on functionally, and we can fix it.
absolutely. And it just comes back to really looking at a person's total toxic burden, because a lot of times too, you know, I My lane is not hormone replacement therapy. I send them to the expert, right? Like I send my people to you because that's your area of expertise. But what I see when I run hormones on my patients is a lot of endocrine disruptors. So I think it goes hand in hand where, okay, like for me, it's like you need to do a comprehensive detox and get rid of those things because they're everywhere. And I don't like to be the fear monger of like, oh my gosh, everywhere you turn, it's like, it's everywhere, you know, like what we started this podcast off with. Like everywhere you go, the food, the water, the air, everything that we're doing, there's something wrong with. There's this guy, he's hilarious. He does like a reel and he's like, he likes making like a healthy food and he's like eating with like a plastic fork and they're like, oh, blah, 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 the dangers. And he's eating something metal and they're dead. And he like whips out like chopsticks and they're like, oh, but the bamboo. So then he like starts picking it up and eating it. And he's like, but your hands have da da da. So he goes to wash his hands and they're like, there's phthalates in that soap. So then he gets a bag of chips and he's like, screw the healthy meal. I'm gonna eat the chips because it's like, you know, but it's like pick the 80-20, right? Like make the healthy choices when you can
Look,
and find a balance.
certain things are just obvious, right?
Yeah.
Like, and if you're not exercising, you need to. If you have a physical limitation that's stopping you from doing that, then let's figure out what that is. Everyone knows how to make healthy food choices, and I understand it's very cost ineffective to eat all organic and all those kind of things, but there's simple things like soda is not good for you, period. So just cut out sugar. Right? Like start right there. I understand that everyone's gonna be able to get every bit of organic meat and fish and those things, but you can absolutely cut out things that are known to be terrible for you. You can absolutely just start drinking water, right? You can absolutely take a walk. You can get sunshine. Those things are free. It's not it's not hard, and everyone knows we need to do it. And I realize, right? I've got to work and I've got kids. I get that. I get that. But again, this is an investment in yourself. So in America, we always talk work, 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 work. We've got to work on our 401ks. We've got to work on our retirement. So as we wrap it up, Court, I get like it's the things we're asking are expensive, right? It's expensive to live right now. Food's expensive. Gas is expensive. Everything is expensive. But when it comes to your health, you're going to pay now or you're going to pay later. It's always going to be cheaper to pay now than it is to pay later. There's wonderful advancements taking place out there. But, when you look at these things, we make investments in America and we work hard and we provide for families. And we're so focused on 401k and retirement and money and our son or daughter needs this, and that's all important, right? But where I see people lack is when they take a look at their personal health and making the financial investment in their health and wellness. That's the thing that goes. And for everyone out there and for everyone that's listening, the better shape you're in, the more you're going to be able to help others, the more you're going to be able to take care of your loved ones. And I can tell you there is a direct correlative connection to health and wellness and finances. If you feel like crap, if there's things going on, you're just not optimized in any aspect of your life. So as you fix your health, you'll even see things like financial opportunities will gain, you'll get more done, you'll be more efficient, you will see it will translate into things into your bank account, both karmically and monetarily.
It's true. We mirror our actions mirror, and it's kind of like the when you're down and out, or when it rains, it pours. And the more it comes back to you. So the more you put into yourself, whatever it is, and just not always trying to biohack. Biohacks are great, but just the basics. Start with the basics. Get out and take a 15-minute walk after you eat. Put some electrolytes in your water. Get sunlight in the morning. Do the basic things. They're free.
Yeah, the final thing I would say on it is, for all of us, if you build the proper foundation, then you're going to stand up, right? Right now, most foundations are kind of built on houses of cards, and what we're seeing now, they're really starting to tumble. And for our young people out there that are listening, that are hearing, I think they get it, they see, but health is the number one thing that we're going to be focused on going into the future. AI, all those things are great. It's irrelevant without your health.
Everything is irrelevant and we know it. We've been there, done that,
Absolutely.
right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We hope that you enjoyed and stay tuned for our next podcast.
Be well. We'll see you in good health.
Hi, guys.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.